Greetings and salutations. It's your man, CD, the fallen angel, Christopher Daniels. And I want to give a quick shout out to all the fans of the Internet Phantoms podcast. Make sure to check out the Internet Phantoms podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, and at Podcast Phantoms on Twitter. And also, don't forget that Logan sucks. I'll see you later.
What the fuck is the Internet?
The Internet?
Phantom.
That's how I met my new buddies.
You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said...
Phantom. Rated R.
This is a Hunter Davidson birthday special.
I'm taking a Xan on Saturday, so I don't have to wish you a happy birthday.
He's just looking for a reason, that's why.
Matter of fact, I'm 3 months, haven't taken one.
Xan's a whack.
I haven't taken one in like 3 years.
All right, it must be nice to be you.
Yeah, it must be nice to not be addicted to Xans.
For real.
I had my moment in 2016 where I was popping bars every other day.
Dude, I miss taking them and going to the mall.
I miss taking them and fucking up my girlfriend in our friend's bed while everybody else was in the room.
Teenagers are weirder and weirder, dude. Yeah. I don't understand any of y'all.
Well, nobody knew. It was like some sneaky shit, dude. Everybody was watching a movie and I was just under the sheets fucking going at it.
Oh, you made it sound like it was one of those weird things, like
no.
They're egging you on and like, yeah.
Everybody was watching a movie. It was like dark in the room because it was nighttime and we were in a basement. So it was just me and her in the bed and everybody else was like around the chair, TV and shit. And I was just fucking.
So lit.
Then Xan bust be different.
Xan bust. I.
What?
I never fucked off of Xan. I busted off of Xan.
I have a lot of times.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it a buck, man. That shit be fucking my shit up. I can't even comprehend what I'm trying to do. I'd be falling asleep in that shit.
Yeah, I've had sex like probably 20 times on bars.
Never passed out inside her before ever.
That'd be mad funny. I think you should.
Damn, that would suck.
I don't smoke weed. Let's fucking get into it. We got Clico. Let's fucking go. Internet Phantoms.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You already know.
Welcome back to another episode, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and dogs, ghouls and goblins. We are back. Episode 10, baby. Let's give it up. We made it.
This is a big accomplishment.
2.5 months. We haven't been canceled yet. Good for us.
We really been going 2.5 months?
That is honestly a shocker.
What the fuck?
Honestly, time has been fucking flying since we started this, in my opinion.
Every Monday, I'm like, God damn it, I gotta talk to those kids again on Discord.
That's how I feel, too.
What's your guys' favorite, like, horror movie icon from, like, the 80s, that kind of shit? For me, I'm gonna go with Jason, for sure.
Yeah, there was all kinds of sex in that. I saw so many titties. That's my favorite one. 12 years old, staring at tits.
Yeah, I love the concept of, like, the fucking cabins in the woods, like, summer camp, and then fucking Jason comes out of nowhere.
I fuck with Jason, too.
This is gonna be really unedgy of me, but I gotta go Michael, I think.
Really?
I like Michael.
Yeah, he go hard, but, like, that's crazy.
I'm going Freddy, bro. I'm going Freddy.
But my unpopular opinion is, like, dude, Freddy versus Jason was probably my favorite movie out of all of them.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Never mind. Now we're canceled.
Dude, I watched that again last year sometime, and I was just the whole time going, what the fuck am I watching right now?
All
right,
so let me put y'all in perspective of a face tat. In, like, 2008, back when, you know, I was just a youngin', I was just like taking a deep dive into horror movies, so I liked getting spooked out, all that. And so, like, one day it was like everybody on the block, and we had this one house all to ourselves, and we were just sitting there fucking watching movies all day. And they were like, yo, let's watch Freddy vs. Jason. Mind you, it's like fucking 9 o'clock at night. Nobody, no parents are there. They out doing whatever the fuck they do. They're like, oh, let's watch Freddy vs. Jason. So I'm turned up. I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna watch my first Freddy and Jason movie. Oh my God, crazy. So, boom.
Bro was getting hyped.
Yo, I was so hyped until that shit turned on and my heart sank.
You got that scared, bro?
My heart sank like a motherfucker. Bro, bro, that movie altogether gave me nightmares for about like a week.
Oh my god.
Whoa. I think that movie is the reason why my brain isn't like fully developed.
Yeah, in terms of versus movies, I'd say Aliens versus Predator is better than Freddy versus Jason, even though they are both terrible.
I remember seeing the first Alien versus Predator, and I thought, like, yo, this is awesome. This is the coolest right. thing ever.
That was a good movie. I like that, actually.
My favorite horror movie, I actually just watched it for the first time ever this past October, right before Halloween, was the original The Thing. Dude, that shit, just see, I don't know why they don't do, like, practical effects anymore. See, everything CGI. That movie with practical, real effects that somebody made is so much better than the best CGI.
You want to see good practical effects, watch porn.
Shit, I was looking for good practical effects and watched Blair Witch Project and was like hella disappointed.
The old one or the newer one?
The like old one.
Okay. Yeah, that movie sucked dick.
Dude, it was so bad because I was like so hyped.
The new one kind of freaked me the fuck out, to be honest.
If you put it into perspective, like that's like the first ever kind of like major found footage film. Like they really set like a path yeah. like way ahead
dude,
of their
I
time.
Don't know why, but like just the fact of getting lost in the woods and then not being able to find your way out and keep showing up the same place you were hours ago, like really freaks me the fuck out. So I think that's just why the newer one freaked me out so much.
When they were filming the first one, the director would give them false directions over like a walkie-talkie and get them like real life lost in fucking
no
woods.
Shit.
Yeah, so some of their reactions were like real. It's pretty fucking dope. There was like, I think 20 hours of footage they had, and they cut it down to what was it, like 90 minutes?
That's crazy. I'm gonna watch that again.
Let's take a sidetrack from horror films, because I could go all day about them, and let's start talking about some production. Let's talk about some music, Clico. Let's get weird right now.
What's up, bro?
What's more important in music, do you think? The beat or the vocals?
All right, you go to the studio, right? You rapper, you go to the studio. What the hell are you going to be doing at the studio without a damn beat? You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that, dude. The beat and the producer is more important.
I mean, you got to have one to have the other. You know what I'm saying? So
Can we shout out the unsung heroes, the engineers, really quick? Shout out engineers.
Yes, sir. Hey, they don't ever get enough credit, bro. So, yeah. Shout out all the engineers, for real.
Shout out Dead Sammy, my engineer. Love you.
That could be a band name.
The engineers? I feel like there probably was a band.
Yeah, there's had to have been. I know this is a week late in terms of when it comes out, but this UFC shit went down this past weekend. Did anybody watch
it? Dude, that shit was lit, bro.
Unreal. I only won $50 off some bets, but I sold my Bitcoin that I had to do with this.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so like this website called Bovada is what I was using, and you only can withdraw a Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash unless you want to have to pay like a good amount like of your winnings for a fee. So I was like, fuck that. I'll just sell some Bitcoin. I finally sold it today. So I'm waiting for that to hit my bank account tomorrow or the next day. And I cannot believe fucking Gaethje dominated Ferguson like he did.
Dude, Ferguson was just taking that shit, bro. He was just taking that shit. The ref seen enough, bro.
He really was. Anybody else would have been fucking dead after the third round, and he went to the almost halfway of the fifth and still took that shit. He was starting to buckle a few times, but damn, he is another breed.
Face that, how much did you win?
Ha. Bro.
Shit, I'm gonna just say like close 200, a mere 200 was negative.
I thought you said said there was a negative -3.
I wanted to like boost myself a little bit to feel like I'm a better gambler, but yeah, you're right. Yeah, no, it was a dub, man. I'm starting to forget like the days. Like I don't even remember Saturday happening. Like I just don't. Probably won't gamble again.
It's fun, dude. I love it. But I try to do it smart in terms of UFC. So like, what I want to happen, I'll put like some money on it, but what I don't want to happen, which is usually what does go down, I'll put a little more on. So in case all that, like what I don't want to happen happens, I'll make my money back plus like $30 or $40, which is what happened with this last weekend.
Clico, do you believe in ghosts or ghouls or goblins? Do you believe in ghosts?
or ghouls or goblins
and witches and shit.
Witches? Well, hey, witches. Oh, we can get into witches on a whole nother episode.
The Wiccan.
Fuck those fake fucking.
Fuck those bitches.
Black bangs, bob cut, fucking septum pierce, and fucking Wiccan, fucking.
Yeah, bob cut.
No, but yeah, you believe in ghosts, Clico?
Nah, bro.
Demons?
I only believe in ghouls.
I only believe in goblins.
I don't know about goblins, man.
What about aliens?
Aliens? All right. I think there is aliens for real. Because they've been seeing UFOs, so, like, the hell's in them UFOs? Some damn aliens, you know what I'm saying? So, like,
so what makes you not believe in goblins? Well, ghosts. I use funny words, but ghosts.
I want to know why you don't believe in ghouls.
Yeah, because, I mean, we could say the same thing. We're like, well, people see UFOs. I mean, people see ghouls and goblins.
I want to meet the person that says they've seen a fucking goblin.
Me and John saw a goblin once. John got a hand job from a goblin.
I'm so done, bro.
I forgot about that bitch. Yo, she was weird.
She actually looked like a goblin, unfortunately. My boy was getting jacked off by her.
She came over one day, and I was a little drunk, and we're talking, and she's like, yeah, I had dreads in second grade. And I'm like, what?
God.
She's like this little white girl, and I'm like, what?
Interesting.
She's like, yeah, I had dreads, and I was like, why? And he's like, I don't know, I just did. And I was like, but why would you even want them? And he's like, I don't know, like, I couldn't help it. And I was like, how can you not help having dreads? Like, why didn't you just cut them? And she goes, no, I had Tourette's in second grade.
What does that have to do with washing your hair?
No, dumb fuck, Logan, I misheard her. I thought she said dreads. She was talking about having Tourette's.
Jesus Christ.
I'm an idiot.
So how do you only have Tourette's for 1 year?
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Like, that shit just goes away?
I think there can be therapy for it. I don't know for sure, but
probably
it's like with any other like type of thing like that, it can be severe or not as bad, I guess.
I bet you she just got fucked real hard one day and it just,
dude, you're talking about a fucking right first grader, you sick fuck.
Oh, it was in first grade? Oh, my bad.
You sick fuck.
I didn't hear that part. Jesus Christ. Fuck.
Hey, put those handcuffs on yourself right fucking now, bro.
Oh, God, bro.
Jesus Christ. Yo, that's my bad. Did not hear the first grade part.
Oh, my God.
Since we're on the topic of fucking, Logan, do you want to tell us about that waffle story?
Man, I don't want to tell the waffle story on the
tell
internet.
Tell the fucking
right?
Waffle story.
Tell it, bro.
Tell the waffle story.
All right, here it goes.
Light golden Eggo waffles taste so good, it's not always easy to get your hands on one.
So, I'm hanging out with this chick that I've been talking to, and she was telling me about how the other night she was out with her friends, and they were talking about dick size, and they're like, yeah, when people talk about dick size, I have no idea what they're talking about when they say inches. They're like, why don't they just measure them in how many bagels you can fit on your dick?
All right.
And I'm like, what the fuck? What does that even mean? She's like, yeah, if you tell me you got a 4-bagel dick, I'll know exactly how big that is. I'm like, that's weird.
And not inches? And
that's dope.
Yeah, I don't know. But then we started talking about putting bagels on my dick. We didn't have bagels. So waffles got brought up, and I was like, eat a waffle off my dick. It doesn't make any sense. I was drunk. But he goes, no, I'm not going to do that. A few hours go by. I get out of bed, and I go toast a waffle. I toasted it way too long. Brought it back. She, like, poked a hole in the middle of it and tried to put it on, but it was so fucking toasted that it like was cutting me and hurting me and shit. It hurt wicked bad.
Oh shit.
So I got up and toasted another one for like, fucking 35 seconds. It came out perfect. Got back. She poked another hole in it. Tried to put it on. She got it on. And then I was like, wait, we need maple syrup. She was not down for maple syrup for some reason. So we're getting down to business. We got a waffle on my penis. And she takes, she sucks my dick for like a second. And then takes a bite out of the waffle.
So So we can see where her priorities were.
Like, wait, I gotta send a video of this to John. He'll lose it. So I'm cocked. I'm fucking trash. And I sent a whole, like, as long as you can video a Snapchat, I did.
Like a full like, minute?
A full minute, yeah. I didn't know how long
it was. I had to skip through, like, four. It was a lot.
And it was literally, I don't even think I got the part of her eating it. I just remember it was a lot of video of just my dick. Just video of my whole dick. I don't even think she sucked it. John, you said she didn't suck it, right, on the video?
Not that I recall.
Oh,
no.
My God. John straight watched it intensively.
Hell no. Hell no.
I basically was just inspecting my boy's dick to make sure my boy's got good girth.
What the fuck?
What?
What did he just say?
What kind of shit y'all got going on, bro?
It's a bro move. I'm making sure my boy's pleasuring girls.
So I got a bromance, bro.
Dude, I don't even know what to fucking say about that one.
But yeah, I got a waffle ate off my dick. It wasn't that fun.
The audio was the best part because you hear her like, just like, and then you hear, spit it out if you have to.
Oh yeah, because I wanted her to start sucking me off and she was chewing on the waffle for mad long. I was like, just swallow that shit.
Dude,
I kept grabbing her head and she was like, wait,
I'm eating the waffle, asshole.
And it was a cold waffle that was probably still a little frozen because you only put it in the toaster for 35 seconds.
Yeah, it was not in the toaster for that long. Like, I don't know, 35 seconds, but it was not in for long.
Dude, John is a bit sus. I'm going to say it.
Nah, we've seen each other's dicks a lot of times.
Yeah, shit happens, dude.
You guys sword fight is what I'm hearing?
Actually, I was at his house one day.
We sword fight for real. Yeah, not with our dicks.
Oh, John actually almost killed somebody one day.
Yeah, we talked about that.
With actual swords?
Yeah.
Oh, with real swords.
I had the reverse blade and my boy had the Zanpakuto. Or Zanpakuto, however you pronounce it.
Oh, you and Nick, yeah, yeah. Actually, you guys actually did. That was fucking weird. I don't even think you had a real sword. You had the sheath, you idiot. He had the sword, you had the sheath.
No, because Nick brought his sword through. That's how we got a hole in the ceiling.
What the fuck?
You weirdos have fucking multiple swords.
No, my boy brought his over and we played.
So you guys all have your own sword?
Yeah, we thought it would be fun. It was mad fun.
Until somebody's fucking throat gets slit.
Or their eye is gone.
It almost went through her chest, but like, whatever. Jesus.
John actually almost killed the chick. But she fucked me and sucked my boy off, so I mean she was pretty used up at that point. I actually saw her on her knees and my boy just chilling on the couch and she was sucking him off.
I was kind of mad rude.
She was lit.
I didn't tell her Logan was coming through and it was after they fucked.
I was so stoked when I came through and my boy was getting cocksucked by a girl I banged like two nights prior.
All right. Who says that? Who says cocksucked? Who says that?
I do. I do. Start saying it.
Hell no.
My boy was getting cocksucked.
He was. He was getting his cock.
Hell no.
What
bro.
The fuck does that even mean?
It means he was getting his dick sucked.
Just say that. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Have any of y'all incorporated food into sex? That was the worst.
I heard a story where this guy was fucking his girl and they didn't have lube, so he used mayonnaise.
Hell no.
She ended up getting like maggots in her vagina because she didn't clean herself inside all the way.
What made them go? Oh well, mayonnaise.
Just use spit. Spit in a bowl till you got a lot of fucking spit. Anything but mayonnaise.
The furthest I've gone is just this girl stuck to my dick with ice in her mouth.
That's dope.
It was pretty nice. Yeah, the furthest I've gone for that.
This girl Sophia used Pop Rocks on me, but like not the sex ones.
What? What was that like?
I don't think it was lit. Like I'm trying to remember and I don't have like anything fond. About it, so it must not have been that lit.
Oh my God, Nick!
Baby,
me, talk to me, talk to me, talk to me, talk to me, like, talk to me, talk to me like this, talk to me like that. Little shorty in the back, yeah, she moving with the pack.
With the pack.
If you kill yourself in high school, everyone in that school becomes your best friend the next day. I learned that in high school. Remember John?
Dude, every single fucking person. People she didn't even know.
She was the most popular person for a whole day.
I'm surprised they didn't give her prom queen.
Oh, wow. That's rough.
It was like that serious. Like, it was weird in high school. Like, these kids were like, oh, tweet at Pauly D, blah, 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 make him hashtag.
Oh my God. Yo, Pauly D's from Rhode Island, huh?
Is he really?
Yeah.
He's been around a while, bro. Jersey Shore was what, like 2007?
Nah.
Yeah, it was.
Nah, it was like 2010.
I watched that shit every Thursday.
No, it was like 2007 to like, bro, 2010.
Look into it. YouTube it.
Don't Eddie Bravo me, motherfucker.
Oh, man, just look into it. That's all I'll say.
I'm looking it up. I mean, the intern is. The intern came back to me 2009 to 2012. 6 seasons in 3 years.
How the fuck is that possible?
Yeah, what the fuck?
They had like a year, I guess.
They just it's just them partying. It's not that hard.
That show sucks.
Someone follow these motherfuckers around with a camera.
Yeah, them partying at a bar, the other girl getting pissed off at her boyfriend.
And doing no type of
Ronnie
drugs.
Was fucking grinding on a waitress, and then they go back to the house and they fuck on camera.
Yeah, but they wasn't like, yo, they wasn't smoking no dopes on there. That was what was corny about it.
That's why they were always so fucking hyper and scary. Just fucking smoke some bud and chill out for a fucking episode.
They were on fucking cocaine and steroids.
Non-stop.
Macho Man.
I bet you that shit would have been so much tighter if they showed the drug use on it.
How much drug use can you show, real life drug use can you show on MTV though?
I mean, shit, go look at A&E, bro. They be on intervention showing folks nodding the fuck out.
But MTV and A&E are probably owned by different people, different networks.
Craig, look into that.
I want Room Raiders back.
Room Raiders was tough.
What is Room Raiders? That sounds awesome.
Room Raiders was fi. It's like they would go and I don't know the basic description besides they would just go into your room and just like go through that shit and find weird things.
It was basically like a blind dating show, but it was all staged, and like this girl would be like, "Hey boys," like they'd get put in a van in the back of a van, and then watch this video of this girl going through each person's room, and then she chooses them based on what room she liked the best.
You think that shit was real?
Oh, absolutely not.
What do you guys think of a 6ix9ine's new song and his IG live?
So gassed about it.
Now, Clico, you go first.
I mean, what can you say? I don't think that's it. I know he's got something better than that. You know what I'm saying?
He definitely, his other songs are better than that.
Oh, most definitely.
But it's so fucking funny how he came out of months and months. I think it was over a year of people on Twitter and Instagram saying he's a rat. He's never going to make music again. And immediately, a week and a half after he gets out, drops a song, gets 100 million views in like, what, 3 or 4 days? On YouTube.
But you got to expect that to happen.
And he's still making money.
He makes me want to be a rat.
It's, yeah, the music industry is wrestling, essentially. It's retarded. Just go away. Oh, the heel goes away for fucking 6 months, comes back, and now he's a babyface for no fucking reason.
Those bitches in that video have the most fake, fattest asses I've ever seen. I love it.
I didn't even watch it. I went on Twitter to find a clip of it so I wouldn't give him a view.
Dude, it's like unreal, actually. How fake and huge they are, and I'm with it.
They are big.
Dude's got one flow and doesn't know how to play with his voice, dude. I don't get how.
Bro, it just sounded like a bootleg fucking Zillakami, bro. That's all it sounds like.
Oh my god, no.
Zillakami's the bootleg.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Zillakami and 6ix9ine will never be comparable. They're not the same type of music whatsoever.
No, but listen, you didn't know that Zillakami was ghostwriting to like all that like first work from 6ix9ine.
It was, yeah. Hell yeah.
I could care less if someone has a ghostwriter if the song is dope.
But it's not a good song,
what
Logan.
What songs did he ghostwrite?
Yeah, like the original like five that he had put out,
what
I believe.
The
like,
fuck?
Like that Trippie Redd feature, the Poles 14.
Did he really?
Oh, Trippie Redd sucks.
That song's dope though.
I think he did like all that early work. Cause that's who he was rocking with. Like early on was him and Sosa Mula. And then like shit fell out between those two and then.
Did y'all watch the his live?
Yeah, I did.
See, Hunter, you're part of the problem. You're giving him the views.
Dude, he had 2 million people watching his Instagram live.
Okay. I was part of that.
God damn you guys.
He literally said like a million times, I'm a rat and I don't care.
Yeah, he said, you're fucking mad, I rat. But here, let me say this. If the dudes around me were fucking my fucking chick.
And trying to put a hit on me?
Trying to kill me. Why the fuck would you go to prison for 50 years for those fucking people?
I would rat on them, too.
I would rat on them on the fucking spot. Fuck those dudes. They're not fucking my friends. They're some fucking thugs that are fucking my girl and stealing my money.
I'll become a goddamn informant for the FBI. Fuck it.
You already are, Logan.
Yeah, you already are a cop.
Goddamn rat.
Speaking of snitches, Clico, you're religious, right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, like, I believe, like, in God and, like, Jesus and, like, stuff like that, yeah.
You don't believe in demons, though?
I mean... I think so, honestly.
But do you blame Judas for snitching?
Whoa. Oh, whoa.
that was a good question.
I learned like last week that the Bible stands for like basic instructions before leaving Earth.
I don't think anybody has ever said that. Some fucking person, some random Reddit user said that. Nobody ever fucking said that in fucking BC or whatever, whenever it was written. Nobody was like, make an anagram. Yeah. That's bullshit if I've ever heard it.
I was wondering why nobody else knew that besides me.
Yeah,
I thought I was.
I've never heard that in my life. All right, guys. Green hydrogen is the next solar power. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I didn't take chemistry in high school.
Me neither.
Really? Fuck. Whoa, what the fuck?
I didn't take pre-calc either.
Like, dude, I like took all like the high school like shortcuts and did them. Like, dude, I just knew I was too stupid for chemistry. That's just how it is.
Nah, chemistry was mandatory for us.
I just knew I didn't want to try hard enough, which I regret.
My chemistry teacher, Mr.
Oh, he sucked.
Dude, he used to make people call him Daddy. Deadass.
What?
He had a little necklace that said Daddy. And I remember when he had to stop doing it, this girl asked to go to the bathroom. And he's like, it's Daddy. And she's like, I need to go to the bathroom. And he's like, it's Daddy, can I go to the bathroom? And then she left, she complained, and then he stopped doing it.
Was he old?
He was probably like mid-50s.
Oh, God, he was like 60-something, dude. He was an old head.
Logan, go arrest him.
Man, he's probably already in jail.
Fuck it, let him run.
Do you think tasting your own cum could help you find out if you should change your diet?
I'm gonna pass on that, but I'll go see a nutritionist and go shit in like a box for him.
You know did that, right?
Oh yeah.
He ate his own nut. We made fun of him
for like 3 years.
Our high school sucked.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Wait, for 3 years?
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Wait, oh wait, you made fun of him for 3 years, or he fucking ate his cum for 3 years?
No, we made fun of him for like 3 years.
He might have done it for 3 years.
I wouldn't put it past him. he used to wrestle, and before every match, like right before the match would start, while he's staring a guy down, he would smack himself in the ass wicked hard.
That's just sus. Just slap yourself in the face or something. You're about to wrestle. You're slapping your own ass.
He just smacked himself.
He was peacocking.
He was peacocking. Yeah, seriously.
Well, here, here's an ass slap, and let me get going.
Hell yeah. What kind of weed y'all be smoking?
Mid.
I'll be smoking gas. I'll be smoking the Zaza's.
Mid do be hitting, though.
The mid be the panic attack weed that had me fucking overthinking my breathing, thinking I'm having a heart attack.
Bro, I swear to God.
It always be the mid doing it.
So, like, I haven't smoked regularly. Like, I used to smoke every single day for, like, 5 years, and I stopped in December. And I've smoked 3 times since December, and I smoked this past weekend. Hit the blunt twice, and I was fucking on one, bro.
Was that Friday?
Yeah, no, it was on the UFC night, so Saturday night.
So did we play Uno Saturday night?
No, we played it on Friday. Dude, on fucking Friday, I was just half a bottle of fucking Jack. Dude.
That's right. Yeah, that was crazy.
Fucking trashed.
I think this is an Uno podcast now, to be honest.
In all honesty, now that I'm a professional Uno player, I guess I'm like the representative for fucking Uno.
Should we play Uno after this?
Yeah, I was just going to ask y'all if you wanted to play Uno after this.
I'm so down.
All right, cool.
Rather blow my brains out.
I don't think any of us asked also where you're from.
Yeah, I'm like in Atlanta, for real. Like Western Atlanta. Like Western Atlanta.
What zone you part of?
Shit.
This nigga in Douglasville.
What zone are we part of?
Nigga, you're in Douglasville.
We in Douglasville. I know that, bro. That's like West.
He called his boy. What zone are we part of?
Cam J with the heat.
Hey, oh, 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 oh. I don't really give a fuck, yeah, I'm about to get it right. Gotta cut the lights, shot it like the bites. Pour me a drink, fucking pour the whole pint. Ayy, finna put her in the Audi. Take a trip out of motherfucking Bali. About to drop me another fucking Molly. Ain't nobody finna come and fucking stop me. Ayy, ain't the time to ever put them with the bullshit. I'ma load up around in this bitch and I'ma let you pull it. I don't give a fuck, baby, come and fuck with me. Got Sienna in the back and she gon' suck on me. Ayy, I don't know if it's the backwards in the Hennessy, baby. I just know that little woman, yeah, she feeling me, baby. Yeah, she feeling me, baby. Yeah, she feel me, baby. Yeah, she feel me, baby. She feel me, baby. Oh, girl. I just pull up, then I roll up. Shawty love the way that I boss up. Yeah, I be in the coupe, I don't even know her, but she down the fuck, yeah. Hey, hey, no cap. I be in the back, every room smoking gas. No cap, hey, straight threats. Yeah. Hey, I'm about clone now. I think I live it. Sending you a text, I ain't seen you in a minute. And I'm feeling too close now, I need a minute. I'ma need some dope now, that's just how I'm feeling. All in her throat now, Netflix, I'm chilling. Shawty not no hope now, I fuck with her vision. It's a red, he a goat now, that was my mission. Take her on a ride, give me a name, my windows tinted.
I I've been thinking about buying Monopoly on Xbox. How do y'all feel?
Yo,
that
would be fire. No, do they got the Game of Life still?
My God.
But I don't know. We should honestly start streaming these fucking Uno games. That could be real interesting.
God, that'd be scary.
Yeah, no, wait, that might be really bad.
Some shit gets said.
Yeah, because, yeah, one of us might just fuck around. I'm saying give us a fucking full platform with, like, a like real active people. That might not be.
Oof. It could go either
way. I would like to do it, though, like, if we're all in person or some shit.
Yeah, it's something, like, I want to do, too. Like, I know Hunter's talked about how he wants to stream, but...
Real talk, though, is my question asking him, like, what Atlanta artist he wanted to work with? Was that a bad question?
I thought it was a fire question, but I think he hated your questions.
Yeah. I need to start off with, like, the gospel shit.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, he left at the good timing because I was about to go Clico. You think my dad's in hell for killing him?
Jesus Christ.
Bro, I'm sweating right now.
Well, I'll never know where he is.
God, that should have been your first. That should have been the introduction to the podcast.
I didn't even think of it, dude. I didn't even have it written hilarious. Down. I thought of it after fucking FaceTap started talking about church.
Yeah, bro. What the fuck? That was an interesting interview that we just had, though.
I feel like we didn't ask that guy many questions.
No.
Just kind of talked.
Oh, did he leave?
Yeah, he got off.
Yeah, I was thinking that. We did not ask very many questions.
Whatever. He didn't even know what zone he was from. He's fake.
Yeah, oh, for real.
So now it's a Hunter episode. We're going to interview Hunter.
Hunter, it's my birthday on Saturday, May 16th. This is coming out late, so last weekend when it comes out.
Happy birthday!
Shout out Glossy Baby. Her shit is free right now for fucking a month, I think.
I'm not a simp. Wait, is Glossy Baby bad or is she...
Oh, nah, she fine. Nah, she fine.
I seen her titties.
Wait, you got her titties? Send me... I want to see this shit.
You don't have Twitter, Logan. Sucks to suck.
I don't have Twitter.
Sucks for you.
Yeah, nah, I ain't screenshotting... No, I'm not screenshotting another bitch's nudes.
FaceTat is more of a good person than me.
I'm a great person. I'm fucked up.
Damn, I would say if you screenshot, does it tell her? I don't get it. Why not?
All right, interview me, guys. Interview all right. Me.
How are you feeling on a drunk scale right now?
I would say a 4.5 or 5.
Okay, solid.
So the bar needs to be raised here in a little bit.
All right, the bar will get raised. I think that's when we moved it over to Uno.
God. It's going to have to.
Especially if Maddie plays so I can get drunk and fucking call her mean names.
This dude is middle school crushing on Maddie.
Matt, he's trying to steal my shawty. That's what's got me sad.
At least it's not a juggalo stealing yours.
No. I just really want to be mean to her. It's really nice.
Shout out Blue Chew.
Yeah, all right, this episode's sponsored by Blue Chew. Make sure to go to bluechew.com/podcastphantoms.
This is why Clico left. He didn't get good interview questions, just like how I'm not getting good interview questions right now.
Should all meet up in New Hampshire and shoot guns.
Yo, yes. I'm so with that. I want to go bust off like a whole round with you.
I'll fly out or something, guys.
No, hell no. You got a car, come pick me up in Rochester, and then you can fucking, you got to drive to Rochester to get to fucking... to Rhode Island anyways.
Do I?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right.
Well, dude, it'll be a detour, but it'll be worth it.
Yeah, it sounds like a fat detour.
But why, though? You could come just scoop me up, and then we go shoot guns. I mean, regardless, we having a good-ass time.
Rochester is 7 hours from me, and where are you, John?
No, we gotta go to New Hampshire.
So that's 13 hours. So I guess it'd be on the way.
If you're picking up John, it's not worth it. If John's us here, then it is worth it.
No, if I picked up FaceChat and went to New Hampshire, it'd be like technically on the way, and then we'd have like 6 hours in the car together, FaceChat.
Yeah, and it'll be fun because then we can sing songs together and shit.
That's yeah, try not to kid.
That's what we'll do is sing songs together. There we go.
Jesus Christ.
He had that on lock. Then we'll sing songs.
I'll scoop John.
Dude, Ohio is so much closer than I thought.
13 hours? It's not
close. I thought it was near Iowa. Like, that's a lot.
What?
Are you some type of stupid idiot?
Yeah.
Stupid idiot.
You thought it was near Ohio. Like, when I think of Ohio, I think of Kentucky and Michigan.
Well, when I think of any of your weird hick states, I think of potatoes. I really do like just mish the whole middle America just together as just one state.
Why is that even middle America? I wouldn't say.
Well, no, that's literally like middle, like between
Idaho and Illinois. Literally two states from you, John. Two states west from you, moron.
One, two, three. It's like five. For me to get to Ohio, I'd have to go through Connecticut, New York, Jersey, Pennsylvania. Oh, yeah, it's five. Oh.
I would say middle America is like Illinois, Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, Iowa, and that kind of stuff.
Texas.
Colorado is the west, the start of the west. And Indiana, Ohio started the east.
Oh, yeah. Are we going to be Xbox boys or PS5 guys?
I'm the only PS anything I had was a PS2, and I'm never going to get a PS anything again. I hate the controllers, to be honest.
That's my whole issue with them. The controllers are so dainty.
I hate the controllers with a passion.
I seen fucking Adam Cole, baby. He has like this mad weird fucking PS4 controller that looks like a fucking Xbox Elite one. It's pretty really? Fucking lit. Yeah.
Oh, those just came out, I think.
Oh, they're new?
Yeah.
They're fucking cool as shit.
Matter of fact, I've seen him playing that fucking Uno with a whole bunch of other dudes. That was pretty cool.
If dude, Adam Cole plays it, I'll play it.
Actually. Speaking of Uno, your girl just Snapchatted me and said that she'll play.
Oh, yeah.
Why is she Snapchatting me that, bro?
She already had told me that we were going to play.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean, shit, do you. Let you do you. You can have that.
Damn, his face tat really... Jesus Christ.
I'm cucking face chat.
It's cool. Let her go fumble the bag. Like, it's cool.
What does that mean?
Let her fumble the bag.
You saying I'm not as good a quality as you?
I mean, shit, man. I let her use me for my Switch. You ain't even got a Switch.
Oh, you're right. God. I just got that good penis.
Jesus. Jesus. Take it easy, face chat.
Keep that same energy on Uno, bro.
Logan, you want to take us out?
Jesus Christ. Motherfucker, I don't know how to put us in or out.
I got you. Thank you for listening to the Internet Phantoms Podcast. This is FaceTat. We're with Hunter. We're with Henny Mill. We're with Logan, a cop. We cooling. We having a blessed fucking day. Coronavirus is almost over. Probably not, though, because they still ain't got a fucking vaccine for this shit. We smoking big dope. Not the cop, though. But... we chilling, we getting drunk, we having a great time. Check us out on fucking Apple Music, Spotify, all that, and Logan sucks.
True that.
Yeah, I'm a PC gamer now, so...
make sure to follow us on Twitter, @PodcastPhantoms. Thank y'all again. Thank you, King Cleco, @KingCleco on Twitter and... on Twitter and Instagram, and thank y'all again.
Hey! It's all about you, babe. Polo and I'm tryna get a better view, babe. We ain't got all day, little shorty, but some move, babe. There's a problem, yeah, this 30 gon' come through, babe. Italy to France, these diamonds coming from Peru, babe. If you gon' take your shot, then go on and fucking shoot, babe. Versace custom, you ain't seen these fucking shoes, babe. Yeah, it's all about you, baby. Girl, it's all about, girl, it's all about, girl, it's all about you, baby. Yeah, yeah, hey, hey. Girl, gon' start undressing, baby. She said I pussy bite, be careful when you step in, babe. I can't help you if you open for a second, babe. Girl, these condoms, I don't think this shit is helping, babe. Go take whatever I give you, you ain't got no choice.
No choice.
Once we connect, I'ma have you tryna find your voice.
Your voice.
You ain't got no choice.
She knows she wild.
Know she
neighbors
wild.
Asking what's the noise.
Now what you think gon' happen when I push up with a boy?
Over,
yeah, it's over, baby. Soon as I get my note off, I ain't gon' hold you, baby. Could've told you, babe. One night stand, hey. It's all about you, babe. Polo, and I'm tryna get a better
babe. We ain't got all day, little shorty, bust a move, babe. There's a problem, yeah, this 30 gon' come through, babe. Italy, the Frenchies, diamonds coming from Peru, babe. If you gon' take your shot, then go on and fucking shoot, babe. Versace custom, you ain't seen these fucking shoes, babe. Yeah, it's all about you, baby. Girl, it's all about, girl, it's all about, girl, it's all about you, baby. Girl, it's all about you, yeah, yeah, yeah.